Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to our Friday episode. This is where we can see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week. It's random things that have been sent in, extra bits from our week, and how our advice went down with you, our G and Divas.
Well, before we go any further, can we just say thank you so much for all the lovely messages about my ironing tutorial? Because it's been really the only thing people have messaged me about this week. In between those messages were one or two about some very exciting news to do with Jordan North, as of April, the new host of Capital Breakfast.
Oh, thank you. Woo! Oh, thank you.
You must be very happy.
I am absolutely buzzing. I have never been this excited about something in my career. Ever. No offence.
Well, thanks very much.
But I can't wait to get started. It's a massive opportunity. And I know so many people over there at Global who I went to uni with. So two of my bosses I went to uni with now.
Oh, right.
So now I'm going to be working with them day to day.
That's nice. That could go either way.
No, it'd be fine. I know them really well. And we knew each other really well. And look how well this has gone.
Yes, true.
There you go.
True. Look at us now.
But I cannot tell you. I'm like a kid in a toy shop. And I'm going to, yeah. And I've always wanted to do a breakfast show.
Yes.
A big national breakfast show. And this is going to be great. And thank you to everyone over there that's been so lovely. You know, like when you walk in somewhere and you think, oh, it's going to be good here. People are good. So, yeah, I'm buzzing. I'm so, so buzzing. But thank you to everyone that sent me so many lovely messages, especially the G and Divas. I didn't realise there's so many people that listen to our podcast that are also big Capital listeners as well.
Really? You didn't realise that?
Well, I never really thought about it. So when I was on air on Wednesday with Roman, Sean and Chris,
Did anyone text in Wendy?
Yes. That's what I was getting to.
Oh, sorry.
Roman went, why is everyone asking about a potato peeler?
Oh.
I was like, I'll explain later. But yeah, I'm buzzing, so thank you.
Oh, well, that's lovely. Well done. You should be very proud. And of course, as G&D will know from nearly 6 years of this podcast, you are famously at your best in the mornings.
What's that meant to mean?
Well, you and Ben, I'm not just a morning person. I'm a morning, afternoon and evening person. I'm at the same level of happiness throughout the day, generally. You and Ben. Yeah.
So
particularly on Mondays.
Yeah. I just take a while to...
What day of the week do you start your show?
Monday.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's Monday to Friday.
That'll be a particularly good show.
Yeah. So my mum actually said as well, she went, oh, you can be right petulant in the morning.
But I think that's what breakfast shows generally in radio haven't ever had.
Petulance.
Yes.
I'm not going to be...
Where you have complete disdain for the entire listeners.
No, I'll be fine. And like, I'm buzzing and excited. And
the first hour will just be song, 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 song.
No.
Travel.
I'll be fine.
You will be fine. Yeah. I know. The adrenaline will kick
in. Am I really that bad in the morning?
You're not that bad.
Oh, what time did we have to get up at for Benidorm that time?
Oh, 3 o'clock. And that went down like a lead balloon.
Was it 3:30?
Something like that. So right. What time will you have to get up?
I'm looking at about 4:15, 4:30.
Oh, okay. Could be worse.
Yeah.
Depends. Mikey used to, when he worked on Good Morning Britain all those years ago, to get up at 1:30 in the morning.
That's mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was tough. And how are you feeling about a full 5-day work week?
I'm sure I'll manage.
Yeah? You sure?
If there's one way you ever want to piss off a radio presenter, it's just say, oh, you only work a few hours a day. But I know I was on Monday to Thursday previously, but I used to work Fridays.
You did?
Fridays were like some of the busiest days. So I used to do my other stuff. But yeah, I'm fine. I'll be fine. Don't you worry about me in the mornings.
Well, I know all the G&D divas will get behind you and listen in April. They can listen now. Actually, when I was tuning in, waiting for the announcement, Mike and I said to each other, Roman's very good, isn't he? We've never really listened. It's a shame he's going.
Also, you sent me that message as I was in the studio.
Yes, sorry.
Which Ro found really funny.
Who?
Roman.
Oh, well, it's Ro now, is it? Oh.
To his friends. Okay.
Ro. Ro, Ro, Ro your boat.
But yeah, I showed him
that. You Joe?
No, I'm George.
George. Okay, nice.
I don't know. But yeah, it's been a wild week.
Anyway, congratulations again. Shall we get on with today's weekend release?
Let's do it.
Now, a lot of you have commented and DM'd us about my Hogwarts Legacy character.
Yes.
Shawn Mendes. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people seem to think he looks a bit like you, Jordan.
See, this is a bit weird. I'm not going to lie.
He doesn't have a beard.
And I'm looking at him here. He's got
curly brown hair.
He's got curly brown hair, but no beard.
And he doesn't have the fade.
Does Shawn Mendes have curly brown hair? He's got black hair, hasn't he?
Yeah, it's got a natural curl. Well, like yours, it's got a natural curl.
I've got a natural curl.
No, sorry, I wasn't.
No, I'm a natural curl, I beg your pardon.
His is less curly than yours.
Yeah.
But it's got a wave, let's put it that way.
So loads of people say to me, you're Mikey included, every time I bloody see him, I love your curls. I love your curls, he says. Now, I dry my curls out, but most people think I like put mousse in it and stuff. And
do you not?
No, and spray salt.
Have you ever put...
I don't like my hair curly. I like it straighter. Yeah, I don't like it curly.
Right. Well, but have you ever shaved your head?
No.
No. Well, no. You will when you go to Turkey, but you'll see it then, I guess. Mm. I'd like to see you with straighter hair.
I used to straighten it all the time.
Yes, you did!
When I met you, I used to straighten
it. Yes, it's now coming back to me.
Yeah, I used to have straighteners.
Oh, please do. Look, I brought my ironing system in this week.
Do you not remember when I got burgled in Manchester? I were on nights when I lived with Hattie and Daryl.
Mm.
And a burglar come through me bedroom
window
because I was on the ground floor.
Yeah.
I thought it was Daryl trying to get in. I was on nights, weren't I? I was working overnights on Five Live and it was a burglar. You don't remember? I threw my straighteners at him. Just very much. But they were plugged in, so they came back.
Oh, get out!
But they came back and hit me an head. I've never told you that. So he had my straighteners, went, threw them at him and it come back and hit me on head.
Wow.
Yeah. They weren't on.
No.
But yeah.
Did he then leave?
Yeah.
Because he didn't expect you to be there,
no.
Presumably.
He knocked on the door, but
not
I was
a polite
out of
burglar.
It. Yeah. Remember that?
Wow. Did the Hogwarts Legacy update? I'm really stuck on defeating Ranrock Dragon. To the point where I was playing it on the sofa last night. And yeah, I was screaming and I got very cross.
And you wonder why you're a bit behind on your book. Not just only a bit.
It was in the evening.
How do you have time to iron for 6 hours a week?
I don't. You have completely taken it out of context.
Write a book, do everything else, and play. I'm lucky if I get an hour and a half's worth of telly at night. By the time I get in at 7, have my tea, watch telly.
Yeah, but I don't have ADHD.
What do you mean? I don't have ADHD. Well, not officially.
No, unofficially, you do.
Why would that make me ADHD?
Because I don't know. Because I can imagine. We haven't yet done the fly on the wall documentary about when Jordan North gets home. We have to put the cameras up in all those rooms to do that. But when we do, I would imagine you're going to get home and you'll faff. You'll find something.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll faff. So right. You'll scroll on your phone.
Well, it takes me. You know, when I get to bed, it takes me a good 30 minutes on a good night, 40 minutes to like go downstairs, do all cushions.
Make sure. And you've got a lot of scatter cushions.
Make sure.
Oh, you liked cushions. Your card?
Yeah, you did.
Yes.
You got me a card.
I got your passive aggressive card, birthday card about scatter cushions.
And what did it say on it?
I can't remember. The punchline was like, you get excited now about scatter cushions.
Yeah. So I go down and wipe my sides down, buff everything up. So yeah, you're probably right there.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that. I wouldn't say wiping down and doing your scatter cushions is ADHD. That is just
keeping home.
Yeah, but
sipping kitchen sink at 12 o'clock at night, not normal with you, Mr. Scrubber, is it?
Is that your grinder name?
What?
Mr. Scrubber.
No, those little...
Oh, Scrub Daddy?
Yeah, Scrub Daddy. That's my grinder name. Have you got one of them?
I've had one, yeah.
Oh, you honestly, Gene Divas, you've got to try a Scrub Daddy. If you're into that sort of thing, get a Scrub Daddy.
This is from Anonymous. Hi, William and Jordan. I was listening to the episode with the Pringle regurgitation and I decided to relay the story to my colleagues. It got us onto the subject of the perfect pot noodle, which brought up various options. One colleague eats the chicken and mushroom dust before the water goes in. My other colleague cooks hers in the microwave so it has a thick consistency. One colleague eats their noodles crunchy and sucks out the last bit of soy sauce from the packet. I squeeze the pot so the water goes to the bottom and cooks all the noodles upwards.
That's how I do it.
Please settle a debate on how the perfect pot noodle should be cooked and eaten. Kind regards, Anonymous.
Follow the instructions, which I used to often boast about how I knew them off by heart. Because obviously I grew up eating.
And you boasted about it.
Yeah, like, which says a lot about my childhood.
This was in a world before three-star Michelin restaurants.
So it was like, peel back the lid, and then it was like, boil the kettle, then you pour the water up to the line. Oh God, how can I still remember this? Then you let it brew, I suppose, for 2 minutes.
Brew.
But you squeeze the pot noodle.
Packet,
so it goes to the bottom. Then you stir it well.
Mm.
Yes, let's stand for another 2 minutes and you squeeze the sauce in.
Wow.
Have you ever had a pot noodle?
You forced a Bombay Bad Boy down my throat on tour.
Yeah.
But other than that, I haven't.
We still need to pay him.
This next one is from Nathaniel Ford, FRSA.
What's that mean?
Fellow of the Royal Society of Arts.
Oh, really?
I know that because I am one.
Are you a fellow of the Royal Society of Arts?
I am indeed.
And how would you be a fellow of the Royal Society of Arts?
Don't you worry about it. Greetings, William and Jordan. A while back, you mentioned that William doesn't have a Wikipedia page and that when someone tried to make one about you, it was removed. I have been involved in Wikipedia for over 15 years. I need a life. His words, and looked into your Wikipedia page being deleted, William. If you thought there was a conspiracy, you are kind of on the money. I see. However, Wikipedia generally doesn't like primary sources or references from blacklisted news sites. But I have some good news. Oh, wow, your Wikipedia article is now live. I've managed to get your page up and running with the focus on you being an author.
You should have a Wikipedia page.
I had one for years, and then it got deleted.
I told you you should have had one.
Yours, Nathaniel Ford.
I'm going to look at William...
Oh, and he's put a bit here about the career, my career section. Wow.
Oh, William Hanson, author.
About Sexted.
Oh, there's two. There's William Hanson.
There's two.
Oh, Bill Hanson. Oh, you'd be a great Bill.
No.
Oh, I've never thought Bill was short for William, innit?
Yes.
All right. William Richard Henry Hanson, FRSA. Born September 1989. A British etiquette coach, author and host of Help I Sexted My Posse. Boss and Keeping Up Appearances, a luxury podcast. He's currently the executive director and owner of the English Manager.
Manner
and Etiquette and Protocol. Oh, no mention of me on here.
I'm sure there is.
Personal life.
Well, you're not going to be under personal life, are you?
In November 2019, he was a visiting lecturer at Georgetown University in Qatar.
Yes.
Teaching etiquette on behalf of the BBC.
What?
Yep.
No, well, that's not true.
On the 20th of March 2018, bloody hell. How many years will that be now?
Oh, my word. We're nearly coming up to 6 years.
6 years. With co-host Jordan North.
There we go.
Help I Sexted My Boss began. It has since released 441 episodes in Apple Podcasts as of the 6th of February 2024.
Gosh.
The signature cocktail, the Queen Mother, consisting of gin and debonair, is popularised by the podcast, resulting in a nationwide shortage following the death of Queen Elizabeth II in September 22.
Golly. Well, I'm delighted to be back. Thank you, Nathaniel Ford.
I think you do need a Wikipedia page.
Yes, I mean, there are a couple of things that are inaccurate on that, but that's fine. It's Wikipedia for you.
Great.
Thank you very much. That's lovely. I'm very touched, Nathaniel. That's marvellous. Hi, William and Jordan. I was listening to you talking about festivals. My friends and I went to a festival called Secret Garden Party in 2017 and can absolutely attest that people meander around at 3 a.m. shouting, butt scratcher.
Thank you.
Another random festival call that's been going around recently is people randomly shouting Alan.
Yeah, I said that the other week, didn't I?
That is, isn't that from, oh, there was a, like an animal program.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's...
Or is it, no, it's Alan Partridge, isn't
no,
it?
No, it's I think it's a meerkat and it pops says,
yes,
Alan,
Alan, Alan,
Alan, Alan, Alan, yeah. Yeah.
One of the friends in our camping party is actually called Alan, so I took great joy in starting various chants of his names at any point throughout the festival. Literally just saying his name loud enough in conversation would start off a chant and people would immediately join in. It all felt very surreal and harmonious to bond with strangers over a mutual love of my friend's husband's name, except to Alan, who hated it. Love the podcast, keep up the good work. Lots of love, Polly.
I started one as well.
Mm.
I dropped the screw in the tuna. I dropped the screw... in the tuna.
Well, the time must have flown by.
I dropped the screw in the tuna. You never watched Keenan and Kel?
No. Well, yes, but I can't remember that.
And then somebody else would go, who loves orange
yes,
soda?
Yes, I remember that bit.
Kel loves orange soda. Is it true? I do.
But what is a tuna?
Well, tuna, isn't it? But they say tuna.
What's it? But I still don't know. What is it, piano?
No, so he tried to sue a tuna company. Keenan tried to sue a tuna company because there was a screw in it, but then they went to court and I'm sorry.
No, I don't need to see this right now.
No, it's the best. We'll do it when we go for breakfast after this. It is the best scene. He bursts through the courtroom doors and he's like, ah! It's a beautiful performance.
I don't think that is as catchy as Alan or Butt Scratcher. And I never thought I'd say that. I don't know. No, please. Let's not waste time.
I know, but he comes marching in. Watch.
And did people at festivals know what you were referring to? Oh, it goes on, doesn't it? Why don't you do a Keenan and Kel podcast?
Oh my God, that's a great idea. Because there was rumours that they died and it was all bollocks, didn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, carry on. Where were we? It's my ADHD. So.
Yes, you're undiagnosed.
I have to watch that clip. Oh, they were great.
I enjoyed them when I was 12.
What was the name of the store?
Oh, I can't remember.
Rigby's.
Okay. This is from Peter A. Reinhardt Jr. I'm guessing he's American. Dear Mr. Hansen, I'm currently listening to your episode entitled Help, There's Sparkle on My Stomach, and I'm deeply curious about your sweater or jumper. It's a lovely shade of pink, of which I've been looking for some time. Could you please share what store you found such a delightful article of clothing? I appreciate your time, kind sir, and look forward to your response. Most sincerely, Peter A. Reinhardt Jr.
Yeah,
was that a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, so when we did the sprinkle, sparkle, spunk bit, it still makes you laugh. A lot of people commenting about your lovely pink.
Yes. I'm going to wear that tomorrow, actually.
Was it the women's section of the M&S? Where you got it from?
No. It was from Arquette, for those that want to know.
You went to Arquette?
Well, I'll tell you what. So I was given an Arquette jumper by somebody for Christmas, and it was the wrong size. It was too big, actually, which is nice. So I went to take it back to see if I could exchange it, and they didn't have the size I needed. But they said I could exchange it for something else in the store, and I found that jumper.
Okay. I never thought, this is from Arquette. This
is
jacket.
It?
Yeah.
The Maleficent look.
It's also how a Mancunian mother would call in her son, who was called Ket.
Arquette.
Arquette.
Nice. Mm. Lovely. This last one is from Mark, who's a loyal listener in Buckeye, Arizona.
Get away, that's not a place.
Oh, yeah, they've got some weird names.
Yeehaw, Buckeye.
Hello, boys. I enjoyed hearing William's etymology regarding the origins of dildos. It sparked a memory from a book I read some time ago, the name of which I can't recall. The subject was the origins and legends of witches in Britain.
Mm, Pendle witches.
During the period when King James was obsessed with witches, much was written about how to identify and find them. Supposedly, witches could brew up a potion that induced ecstasy. They would put it on the handle of their broom and then use their broom handle as a dildo. This was known as riding the broom. This is where the idea that witches ride brooms originated. Cheers, Mark, a loyal listener.
I mean, we could get that checked to see if it's factually correct, but we haven't got time.
Yeah.
So we'll probably just leave on that one.
I will, though, check that.
Well, yeah.
Just to check.
Riding the broom.
Riding the broom.
Isn't there a witch in Macbeth that has a dildo?
I'm sorry. Have you seen a niche version on the internet?
No, I read Mac. Right, two things here. I read Macbeth.
You read Macbeth?
In GCSE English.
Okay.
Okay, because we had to do Shakespeare. And then we watched the 70s film of it. And I think, don't quote me on this, but a young Keith Chegwin's in the film. Naked.
Wow.
It's either Cheggers or your man from Family Fortunes.
Les Dennis.
One of them. Right, I'm not making this up. And I know you're thinking your ADHD is off it today, but I'm telling you, right? And I think in that, a witch lifts up a skirt and she's got like a dildo. And she goes,
are you sure this was Macbeth?
Yeah, I promise you. Did anybody else watch the 1970s version of Macbeth?
Well, we'll put it out there.
So I think she had a dildo in that. Like a rubber willy.
Right, well, thank you to Mark, thank you to William Shakespeare and to Jordan for all of that dildo chat.
Please get back in touch if you've also seen that film. It's a really good film.
Mm.
Macbeth. If you've got a question or a story that isn't a dilemma or problem, this is the place where we can read it out. So drop into our DMs on social media or send us an email to help@sexandmyboss.com with anything you want to share with us. What? What? I need medicating, I know.
Double, double, toil and bubble. Oh, it slipped up my minge.
What the hell was that?
Made me laugh.
We also love hearing back from the people who we offer advice to, so if that's you, do get back in touch with us. For more sex ed news and nonsense, sign up for our newsletter via sexandmyboss.com. We'll see you on Tuesday for our Tuesday episode.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.